hope, peace, joy. The text from Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. Hear the word of the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This, perhaps, the Philippian text is not only a familiar text to us, but probably it is the leading text on this third Sunday of Advent concerning joy. Rejoice. I mean, who doesn't want and long to hear about joy? It's almost Christmas. 12 days, I saw one of the children has one of those calendars where every day you take something off and it's only 12 days. Joy. But have you ever had those times, those days, maybe those years, when joy was simply hard to reach, difficult to find, and maybe impossible to proclaim? I have. 15 years ago, on this very weekend, I had written my sermon for the third week of Advent entitled Advent Joy. It was done by Thursday. On Friday, the doctor called and told Aurelia that her tests were positive, that she had stage 4 breast cancer. I remember that Saturday night looking at my sermon that I had prepared on joy and thought, how do I even begin to preach this sermon? 15 years ago. And then it was 8 years ago, this past weekend, when I had written my sermon on joy entitled Advent Joy. And it was Friday, and the kids were in school. And it was one of those rare cold days when the fireplace was going and we were wrapping presents. And we turned on the news, and they began to talk about a school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. Sandy Hook Elementary. And throughout the rest of that day, the television played. I wanted to go get my kids from school. And that Saturday night before that third Sunday of Advent 8 years ago, I looked at my sermon notes and thought, how do I preach on Advent joy? This year, 2020, my sermon title is Advent Joy. And it's COVID. And yesterday I did my fourth COVID funeral. And I looked at my notes last night and thought, what do we say about Advent Joy in 2020? I'm afraid often the church doesn't do a good job acknowledging the harsh realities of our world. Sometimes we're just too holy. Or maybe we simply want to ignore the hurt and pain in the world. We want to gloss over it. We want to spiritualize it. We don't want to speak about it and preach about it and acknowledge it, that there is violence in our own community. Read the paper. There's homelessness, not in New York or Chicago, but in Lufkin. There is abuse physically and sexually and verbally all across our community, in our homes. There are addictions, and this year there's such fear. We wonder why people are often repulsed or simply ignore the church. The world is in the midst of a lot of pain and a lot of suffering and mourning and depression. And we come to the church and we say, now let's all sing, if you're happy and you know it, say amen. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. You have to be my age to remember the great hymn, let's turn and sing all verses. There is sunshine in my soul today. Perhaps it's time for the church to make room for a broken, hurting, real world. And not just make room for the world, but boldly proclaim to the world, you are welcome here. Bring your questions. It's okay here. Filled with anger, filled with pain, dealing with all of your stuff, it's okay here. Look at that text again. I've always read it quickly, and I've always read the rejoice in the Lord always. Again, find joy. But look, verse 5. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Don't be anxious. But in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, give it all to God. And the peace, Matt sang it, and the peace of God, which is beyond comprehension, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. That passage is filled with comfort. It's not filled with denial. It doesn't gloss over. Let your gentleness, church, be evident to the world, and let the world hear the Lord is near. Scripture never promises easy lives or pain-free lives, or all of our questions answered. But Scripture does promise hope and peace and joy. Jesus' birth changes it all. Jesus' birth, this Advent, changes it all. The real world still happens. The real world outside of these walls. But hope and peace and, yes, joy and love because of Christ. The children were close. I think they define joy the exact way that we often define it, happiness. But I want the children to know, and I want you to know, that joy does not equal happiness. Joy and happiness are not the same. Our happiness is tied to circumstances. Happiness is fickle. Happiness is fleeting. Happiness is subjective, but joy is deeper. Joy is that profound, compelling quality. Joy is in the midst of reality, acknowledging pain and crisis, but joy goes deeper and sees Jesus. Joy, yes, in the midst of stuff. Joy says the Lord is near. Being a pastor with children, my children have been in many a sermon. That's just what you get for being a pastor's kid. You get to illustrate many a sermon. Truett especially was on many a sermon about sin. And I never asked their permission. I just used them. And I have several friends who are ministers that every time they use their child for a sermon illustration, they gave them a dollar. I would never have done that. I figured I've given them enough. But here's an illustration of my daughter. And I did ask her if I could share. She put this on Instagram several weeks ago. And she told me I could. November the 18th, she wrote on the 18th, is a weird day for me. 4 years ago, she wrote, I had convinced myself that I was better off not being here, not living, that no one would miss me if I was gone. It was the lowest day of my life. I struggle each year on this day to not look back and get down, thinking about where I was in my life, depressed, anxious, lonely, living for the approval of others. But God intervened that night. And so on this day, each year I try to focus on how far I've come. I rejoice in how much I've grown and all the life I've been able to live since that November 18, 2016, all because of Jesus. He saved me that day and every day since. I still have hard days, she writes. Life isn't perfect, neither am I. But I serve a perfect God who loves all of my imperfections. Thanks be to God for this life that I continue to live. I don't talk about this much, especially not as public as posting on Instagram. But if you've ever been there, or if you're there now because of COVID or quarantine or just simply lonely and lost, let's chat. Let's pray. I do understand. I'm here, and so is God. Adam concluded her post that day by quoting Psalm 13. But I trust in your unfailing love. I choose joy because you have rescued me. I will sing to the Lord because he is good to me. As a father, reading that Instagram post was not easy. But I appreciate my daughter's transparency. But I trust in your unfailing love. I choose joy. I believe choosing and claiming joy takes a lot of faith. Choosing and claiming joy is not denying hurt and crisis and confusion, but it is accepting the gift. Choosing joy is accepting a gift, the gift of God, the gift of God's grace and God's love, the gift of Jesus. Joy is more than happiness. It's more than emotion. Joy is a gift indeed. The psalmist was correct. Weeping may last for the night. It does. 15 years ago, Aurelia and I wept for several nights. Those families, you've read their testimony 8 years ago of parents who, kindergarten-aged children, died. Believers in Christ who wept and wept. Even as Adeline wrote those words, 4 years now, she talks of those dark nights. And in the midst of COVID, it is dark. Weeping may last. Weeping will last. Weeping comes in the night, but joy comes in the morning. Right? But joy comes in the morning. Thanks be to God for the gift of joy. I want our singers to come. We're going to sing. I want you to look in your hymnal. We don't always do that. Hymn number 7. I want you to look at the words. One of the great hymns of our faith. Hymn number 7, the Ode to Joy, the Hymn of Joy. Joyful, joyful, we adore thee. And there's a verse. There's a verse in hymn 7 that says, melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark of doubt away. Drive the dark of doubt away. Joyful, joyful, we adore thee. I'll be here at the